So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned a discussion in which Shol Rebbe Shmuel asked Rebbe Shua, Rebbe Shmuel asked Rebbe Shua, Memneima Astri Gevinas Evdika Chavim. What is the reason the Chacham forbade eating cheese made by non-Jews? First, Rebbe Shua said, Memneisha Memidin Isa Bekevish on Nevela, because they make their cheese with the milk found inside the stomachs of Nevela animals. Rebbe Shmuel, however, rejected this reasoning because that milk is considered pirsha, waste, which are permitted, as we see from Kevas Oila Chamura Mikevas Nevela. A carbon oila, which is asabana, is more stringent than nevela, which is mutabana. And even so, regarding the milk found inside kevas oila, the chum ruled einenin b'loy meilin. But the rice one is permitted to benefit from the milk because isur hana shor pirshayu, the waste of an animal that is asabana is permitted. And the Gemara offers two sources for this halacha. Ibaisim esvara, ibaisim ekra. Ibaisim esvara, because leinichale benafche. Regarding isur hana, a person does not care for the animal's size. Therefore, lechashem pirshul lemechel alav iser, the waste has no significance and the iser does not apply. Or ibayisem akra, the pasuk that refers to the iser hana of shar haniskal states will yachal es besarei aser ha pirshul muteres. Then Rabbi Shua said, memneishem amidin eisa bekevas egle avaydis kechavim, because the akum make their cheese with the milk found inside the keva of calves that were slaughtered for avaydis zara, and regarding avaydis kechavim aser pirshayu, the waste of an animal avaydis zara is forbidden. And here too, ibayisem esvara, ibayisem akra. Because regarding Avodah Zarah, a person does care for the animal size because she'in nirashamein, so that it will appear like a fatter animal for the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, even the waste has a significance and the Isser does apply. Or Ibayisim Akra, the pasuk that refers to Avodah Zarah states, Le'yidbak biyadcha ma'uma, one may not have any benefits even from the waste. Rabbi Shmuel, however, rejected this reason because Imkein lama lo yasru ba'na. If so, why do the Chum hold that Kiminis Akam is mutu ba'na? It should be like Avodah Zarah, which is forbidden all benefits. Then Rebbe Shua changed the subject and proceeded with the pasuk Kitevim Deidecha Meyayin, because the pasuk begins with Yishakenim and the Shikas Piyu. Rebbe Shua meant to say to Rebbe Shmuel, Chashoik Tzvasayich Zubizu, Val Taval Laheshav, seal your lips and don't pursue the matter. The Gemara explains that Rebbe Shua did not want to reveal the true reason because Gezerah Chadashahi, Vemafak Vekinba. Gevinas Akum was a new Gezerah, and one may not reveal the reasoning of a new Gezerah until after 1 year, because Dilma Ika Inish, the Leisvirle, Va'asal Zazuliba. Perhaps someone who does not agree with the reasoning will not want to accept the Gezerah. As Rashi explains, Aval Hashu Dele Megalu, time of Demilsa, Badlimina. But now that the Chum did not reveal the reason, all will accept the Gezerah because they will assume that the Chum had a justifiable reason. The Gemara now discusses six reasons for the Chacham's Gezerah that Gevinas Akum, Asa Bachila. Shuma Levi says, Mishum Nikr, because they leave their milk uncovered, and there is a concern for Gilui, that a poisonous snake drank and injected poisonous venom. Rabbi Yemri, however, rejected this reasoning, because if so, Yvesha Tishtri, Yashim Tishtri, a cheese that became dry or aged should be permitted, and there is no concern for Gilui, because Ein Manichli Yavish, Ein Manichli Yashim, the snake's venom would prevent the cheese from becoming dry or aged. Rav Chanina says, Lefishi Eif Shalah, Baloi Tzach Tzuchei Chalav, because there's a concern that the akum mixed in milk from a tummy non-kosher animal. And even though tummy milk cannot become cheese, there's a concern that the tummy milk remained with the leftover whey in the holes of the cheese. Shmuel says, Memneisha memidin eisa ba'or kevas nevela, because the akum make their cheeses in the hide of the stomach of a nevela animal. And as Rashi explains, Or lav pirshahu va'asr, the hide is not considered waste, and therefore the isra does apply. Rav Adbar Ava says, "Memneishem achlikin paneh b'shumen chazer," because the akum smear the cheeses with the fats of a swine. Rav Chizda says, "Memneishem midin oisa b'chaimetz," because the akum make their cheeses with vinegar that was made from stam yenam. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Memneishem midin oisa b'sraf ha'arla," because the akum make their cheese with the sap of an arla tree. The Gemara asks if the concern is for chaimetz and sraf arla, then titzer b'hana, the cheese ought to be forbidden in all benefits like stam yenam and arla. Zakta Mishnah, Ve'el Dvarm Shal Evdi Kachav Masurin, Ve'ini Surin Isra Hana. Following items of non-Jews are forbidden to be eaten, but are permitted in other benefits. Chalav Shechalavoy Evdi Kachavim, Ve'ini Stral Re'eu. If a non-Jew milked a cow and there was no Jew watching, the milk may not be consumed. As the Gemara explains, the concern is for Mishum Iruve, the Akum might have mixed in milk from a tummy animal. The Gemara asks, Ve'nekum, why don't we test the milk by making it into cheese, and this would prove that there was only kosher milk? Because Chalav Tar Oimid, Chalav Tummy Ena Oimid. Only kosher milk can become cheese, while tummy milk cannot become cheese. The Gemara explains that this test is not effective because the kaboy le lekamcha, kivin de betar nami ikanistubi de lekaima lekalamekam la de milsa. If the Jew needs the milk for eating and he made a small amount of cheese, this is not a proof that there was only kosher milk, because when milk becomes cheese, there's always some leftover whey, and perhaps the chalav tummy remained with the whey. and the kaboyla legvina, ikadikoi bein the atfi. If the Jew needs all the milk for cheese, this is not a proof that there was only kosher milk, because there's always some leftover whey inside the holes of the cheese, and perhaps the chalav tami remained there with the whey. The Mishnah continues, v'hapas, bread baked by a non-Jew may not be eaten because mishum chasnas. The Rabbanim forbade their bread to prevent Jews from becoming friendly with them, which would lead to a Jewish man marrying a non-Jewish woman. Amar v'kahanam r'b'yechlin, pas lehutru b'bezdin. Bezdin did not permit the consumption of pas akum. The Gemara, however, mentions an incident of Rebbe in which some assume that Rebbe did permit pas akum in the following situations. Basada outside the city, as Rashi explains, here there's no concern for chasnus because this is not a common occurrence. Palter akum, bread baked by a baker, and the issue applies only to pas balabais, bread baked by a private person. The Gemara says, however, v'lohi Rebbe lo hitter as a pas. Rebbe did not permit pas akum in these situations. Rav Chelbe says that even according to the opinion that palter evik uchavim mutter, loimaron el leker palter Yisrael, of mokum d'ikka palter Yisrael loi, pas akum from a baker is permitted only in places where there is no Jewish baker, but it is forbidden in places where there is a Jewish baker. And Rav Yechlin says that even according to the opinion that palter evik uchavim mutter, hanemile besada av be'ir loi mishum chasnas, pas akum from a baker is permitted only outside the city, but not inside the city, because there is a concern for chasnas.